Do they? But I never could believe that they could just, because we always buried them in salt. We always did. Anybody that ever knew anything about salt, just put salt underneath the, on the Ryan side and put salt clear over the, of course, we all rub a certain amount of salt over the meat before we put it down into the salt. But I know back when I was a boy, they'd butcher hog in the summertime and put it down in salt brine and save it to and I know it would, salt would go clear through it, because last time you'd have to soak it out before you cook it, it'd be so salty.
Well, when you milk the cow, what'd you catch the milk in now?
What you call a big milk pail, big, about a gallon and a half, 2 gallon pail.
And it was made out of?
Tin and some sort of, we didn't have anything else on it, just metal. That being done, but, and I've seen folks have a big 2 gallon pail sitting down and they use a cup thing with a handle on it, it's sort of like a dipper, you know, milk into that and get it full and pour it out, but I never did milk that way. I always milked right into the bucket. I might, if I was milking several cows, I might have different.
Now, suppose you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste, or how would you describe its condition?
I don't know. They're talking about butter molding. It mold on it. We never did keep any that long.
If the butter didn't taste good, folks would say the butter got.
I don't know.
Well, if you kept some food too long, maybe some meat, and it smelled bad, you'd say it.
No, just say it was spoiled, about the only thing I know.
Okay.
We didn't ever, if we had anything left over very much, we always fed it to the dogs and cats. That's the only thing we ever fed them on, was something like that. We never did have bought feed for them like we do nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Ransom or?
Yeah. I've heard them call spoiled meat ransom.
What kind of dogs do you have around the house? Tell me about them, Kenny.
Oh, just dogs, all I know. Lots of people had what they call hunting hounds, you know. I had a few hounds after I got up about growing.